The fate of two major bills involving ethics and guns is still uncertain. But on ethics, sources say a deal is close. A compromise has apparently been reached on a $75 cap on lobbyist gifts. Another key element of a previous version of the bill, which was backed by House Speaker David Ralston, would have required citizen advocates, paid or unpaid, to register as lobbyists. That element has been taken out. Under the current proposal, only advocates who are spending certain amounts of money on lawmakers will have to register as lobbyists. Governor Nathan Deal helped lawmakers strike the deal.
I think that is an indication that they have listened to the concerns of the public, and I am pleased that they have come to an agreement on that.
The compromise bill is expected to pass by the end of the night. On guns, sources at the Capitol are less optimistic. The current proposal seeks to expand gun carry areas to parts of government buildings, grade schools, and college campuses. But a sticking point has emerged over whether licensed gun owners can carry on college campuses. Both sides apparently are for it, but one of several elements reportedly holding the bill up is a provision that would require students aged 21 to 25 to go through training before they are allowed to carry. Governor Deal, for one, supports the provision, but the House is apparently dragging.
Special training is a good requirement, and if the bill is finalized tonight, I hope that that provision will remain in it.
Meanwhile, a deal on the 2014 budget has been reached. That's the only thing lawmakers must pass tonight. Lawmakers will likely be here late into the evening to decide the rest. For WABE News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro at the Capitol.